This is the web stream of KBOO Portland. KBOO is 100% community supported. If you have not yet become a member, go to the website kboo.fm and click on the tip jar.
It doesn't work. They're trying to shut down our churches and stuff like that. So when I got here, I wasn't thinking anything. Like, I'm finally don't have to worry about that part, right? But then the situation happened, which was kind of random.
So what about you?
For me, I don't know how to say it really. I was young, didn't really know what jail, I mean, I heard of what jail was, but if I didn't end up in jail for the charges I'm in here for, I would have been either dead or in jail for a different crime, maybe worse than this, really. But I never thought I was gonna get caught so soon and really didn't think I was gonna do 6 years of my life in jail. I thought I was smart. I thought I could get away with anything I can and did. But in all reality, I was just fooling myself. I was lying to myself and never got far in life. I mean, I had all these opportunities set for myself. I was a good kid everybody liked and just never thought I'd be here talking with you. But I can say I can appreciate, you know, the laws that they have and, you know, the McLaren in itself for giving me the opportunity of coming to this place and learning something about myself and fixing up my life.
Jose, why don't you introduce yourself, tell us your name and kind of what your story is.
Just serving 510 for a charge I was convicted of and continuing to improve my life in certain aspects and learn from my mistakes.
So why don't you tell me a little bit more about how you think you ended up kind of coming this direction?
Just my own choices. I chose to, you know, lead my own life. I got myself here, but I'm gonna get myself out and to keep living.
And what are you doing right now to kind of craft your future for the better?
Taking advantage of every opportunity I can. I'm about to graduate. Now I start college in fall. Right now I work part time, so just when summer comes, I'll be done. So I'll probably just work and just do a bunch of groups I can.
And do you have plans for when you get out?
Keep my head high and, you know, and try to, you know, just work, have my own place and be sophisticated and, you know, actually be an adult and live a mature life.
Salvador, born and raised in Portland, Oregon, 20 years old, Mexican-American. And currently staying here for next couple of years, get out 2016, so.
Why don't you tell me a little bit about what you feel like got you to this place?
That's a good question. It's like I'm still looking for that. Like, I don't even know. I'm trying to date back on exactly where I messed up, you know what I'm saying? Because it dates back to a long, long time ago. And I can't figure out the root of it, but I could think of a lot of reasons. But it all comes to drugs and alcohol and committing crime, being angry, and choosing the wrong friends. So it's a long story, I don't know.
Were you in school before this?
In and out. Wanted to drop out a couple times, and I got expelled 3 times. But I finished all my schooling, coming here, got my diploma, and I'm currently working, turning everything around. So you got a job and making money and figured out how important a diploma was. And now I'm pursuing my associate's degree. I should be starting by the fall season in college, so hopefully I want to do something in with art too, whether it's just a tattoo artist or an artist publishing stuff or designing art for companies or whatever.
Yeah, so that was so you heard from some of the youth there. We've got more segments that we've been doing. You're listening to Prison Pipeline on KBOO, KBOO Portland. And I'm your host, Carlos. We've got Peter and Karen from the Collective that are with us today, too.
Hey.
And our subject today is you know, was our trip to McLaren to speak with the youth that I typically work in there with in the radio group. And it's a group of guys that I'm really proud of. They work hard to get into that group. You know, all these guys are doing really good things to get on track. You know, I think it's important on a program like this that we have a chance to kind of give a perspective from young people like that, so that people, for one thing, to kind of break stereotypes that people may have about youth that are incarcerated, but and then to kind of give that human face to everybody that's there. Because, you know, on the other side of the wall, you know, people have preconceived notions of what they think that looks like. You know, the youth that are in there are youth just like, you know, any of the family members and friends that we have. So go ahead, Peter.
Yeah, so that really actually brings us to a lot of what's great about this show in general, is that we give a voice to a lot of the people who, you know, no one really would really have heard from ever or at all. And it's an important thing. It's an important message to get out there to the community. And really, you can only hear this on KBOO, community radio here. And you can only keep community radio around if we have a successful membership drive here. So to keep us around and to keep these people in the spotlight, not to be marginalized by society, marginalized by you know, the inner workings, it's time to donate to KBOO. You can log on to kboo.fm and click on the tip jar in the top right corner. You can give us a call at 877-500-5266, or you can drop by our awesome studio. Excellent mural out front, and it's a beautiful space that we're only able to keep because of the donations. We're at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue.
And they could come down and meet the hosts of Prison Pipeline in the studio, in the house tonight.
Yeah,
yes.
You're right. Yeah.
And yes, and we're all volunteers. We're doing this because we feel this is such an important show, and to bring the voices of the youth incarcerated at McLaren. And, you know, there's legislation before us right now that will help youth, that is so needed. And you know, our legislators don't hear this and don't know and don't hear these voices.
Well, I wouldn't say all of them.
And we tell
Denver
them about
listens.
It. We tell them about it, and they do listen. Yes, but we need to. We feel it's important to bring this important news to you via KBOO. And as I said, we're all volunteers here doing this.
We're passionate about this.
We're passionate about it. We love KBOO. But we need you to step up. We need you to call 877-500-5266. We need your donation. Come on down. Come on down to the studio at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, right across the Burnside Bridge. Go to the website. You can hear all of our past shows on the website, also on kboo.fm Prison Pipeline. And while you're there, click on the dollar sign on the right-hand corner and donate to KBOO.
Yeah, so the number again, slowly, 877-500-5266. And also the website at kboo.fm. You know, this is something that I talked to my guys there at McLaren about, is that, you know, community radio is something different, and it takes, you know, the participation of all the community in order to make that happen, and the importance of what that is. So with that said, we're going to kind of jump back into the swing of things, and I'm going to hand the mic back off to Karen.
Yes, and our next segment is about the programs. I spoke to Gustavo, Marcos, and Teddy about the programs and the groups down at McLaren and what it's like a day at McLaren.
And Gustavo, what brought you here to McLaren?
Just poor choices. You know, the Measure 11, hanging around with bad people, you know.
So you're here on a Measure 11 also. How many years?
7 years and 6 months.
And how long have you served that time so far?
Just a year.
So you have over 6 years to go. How do you plan on spending that time at McLaren?
Taking groups, being a positive peer to others, and completing my education and getting a job and earning some money, so when I do leave here, I have some money to buy me an apartment or a home.
And what kind of groups are here that you can join?
Well, we have all sorts of groups. Like there's this Aztec group where you dance. So all about like culture stuff from the past. We got other groups like macrame that we make beanies. And
tell me more about this Aztec group.
We all get together in the visiting room, and we all get into like a half circle, and then we have some drummers, and they start drumming, make music, while the others like get together and dance.
And tell me about the dance.
Well, each step of the dance has a meaning to it, and we try to learn many different dances. Like there's a lot of difficult ones. There's many steps to each dance, you know, a meaning to it.
Where is the origin of these dances?
The dances came from like straight from the heart of Mexico, and they brought them here, and they're trying to teach us our past, our culture.
And what have you learned about your culture from these dances?
A lot of us learn how our ancestors had their pretty much their workouts. Like you gotta move a lot. I mean, a lot. You gotta move. Each, like I said, each step has a meaning to it. And so, like us, we learn each like a meaning to each step. Like some steps has like a part of a warrior meaning to it, and we learn how they used to battle, and or like how they used to say prayers.
Talk about a day in McLaren, Marcos. What is it like?
Well, really, is it it varies, you know, like depending on where you're at, as far as, you know, are you a graduate? You know, do you attend college? Do you work? But my schedule, I'm a graduate. I work. So from around 6 o'clock, you know, they'll wake us up. You know, we get ready, do our hygiene, you know, brush your teeth, you know, whatever it is. 6:30 line moves, they'll pick you up, move me to work. Start work, 6:30, there till 2:30, you know, then you move back to the cottages.
And what's a cottage?
Cottage is a living unit. So once work is over, you'll move back to your living unit. And from there, you know, it varies again, you know, because we got gym schedules. You know, every living unit has their different time frames. So depending on what day it's on, you know, you might go to the gym, you might have groups, you know, you might be stuck on unit all day. And if you're stuck on unit all day, depending on your tag, you know, level will determine what you do. So if you're a low tag, you might have to be at a table all day. If you're a high tag, you'll be able to be in the high tag room, which is a room with video games, TVs, computers, you know, music, you know, just a handful of different things that'll help you get through your time.
So a lot of incentive to move through those levels really fast, right?
Correct.
So what's your day like, Teddy?
Well, my days go by pretty fast because I always keep myself occupied. That's the best way to live here in McLaren, is to keep yourself occupied, because when you have nothing to do, time just goes by slow, and you get more stressful. When you keep yourself busy, your mind is off time, and you just end up doing things that you forget where you're at. And then when that happens, you're just like a normal person in a normal society.
A lot of opportunities for us here. They have we get our school education diplomas. Once we get our diplomas, we're able to apply for job work sites that are here. They have food service, laundry, maintenance, gardening, Project Pooch, which is a program that helps dogs. You know, you learn how to train dogs, bathe them, groom, all types of stuff.
And are you involved with that?
I have been in the past, but I have moved on. I'm at a food service now, kind of just moving around. You know, kind of, I just like the experience of as much things as I can get here. So, you know, I've moved on, but I have been part of Project Pooch, and it's a wonderful program.
And what did you like best about that program?
I guess what I like best is I guess in a sense, you know, kind of like we could relate to these dogs, you know, like you know, they're locked up too, just like us, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, when you're able to help them, you know, it kind of gives you, you know, like a good feeling, you know, like you just hope that somebody's there to help you too. But, you know, it's just fun, you know, with these dogs, you're able to open up with them, and, you know, even the smallest things, you know, will make you the happiest person, you know, out there. And it's good to be there.
And these dogs are McLaren dogs? They're here on site, or do people bring them in, or?
I will, there's volunteers here who will bring these dogs to us from shelters from the outs, the humane societies. They'll go around, they'll find the dogs that they feel fit us the best, dogs that we are able to help. They'll go, you know, adopt them, bring them here to McLaren Project Pooch, and we'll have to train them. Their basic obedience skills as far as learning how to sit, stay, and, you know, lay down, and keeping it from, you know, jumping on the couch, from just running around. We show them how to walk on a leash so that they're not pulling you, basically, so you walk the dog and the dogs don't walk you. You know, and after they pass these tests that we have to give them, if they pass, then they're good to go. We're able to sell them. But if not, they're stuck here with us until they learn.
So we're going to – so that was some of the youth from McLaren that we've been talking about. Marcos, Gustavo, Teddy. Marcos has been with the group for a while. But anyways, that's what we're focused on today with Prison Pipeline, and we're going to head over to the membership area so that Daniel and Carla can talk to you a little bit about why you should invest in this community radio station that we have called KBOO.
Well, and y'all are actually providing the reason why. I mean, the main reason why is that a show like Prison Pipeline. Now, you were saying, Carlos, that you guys are passionate. I'm assuming that you also take on, you feel the responsibility because you're a voice for those that are incarcerated.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the same reason that drives me to go into McLaren and to work with youth out in the community, that same type of passion is what drives me to come here to KBOO, because it's something that really means something, and it's something that makes a difference. You know, KBOO's programming provides so much information that you're not going to find elsewhere. We've got a lot of producers and programmers at KBOO that really get into the guts and
and some of them have been on the inside.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, we have a guy named Ross Danny who listened to KBOO from the joint for so many years, and so he wanted to give it back. Yeah. And so I just really think that it's a beautiful thing that you do, because also people on the outside don't really know what it's like. So being able to hear that kid talk about the dogs and talk about what it's like to just keep yourself busy, I mean, that's enlightening. This is KBOO, folks. This is where we give you a slice of life that you probably aren't getting anywhere in your media. And why is that? Because we're people. People took over a radio station in 1968. We took over a spot on the dial. That's 45 years ago. If you want to join this effort, here's the best way to do it. Here's the phone number. For you that haven't called yet, this is the number. Pull over and dial this. It's 877-500-5266. That's 1-877. I guess you dial a 1. I don't know. 1-877-500-5266, which spells KBOO. You don't have to dial 1. Danielle says don't have to dial 1. So it's true that I am back to give you a visual here. All of the posts of Prison Pipeline are in there. That's kind of nice for the pledge drive for everybody to come together. Right? There they are. They're waving. Mm-hmm. Thumbs up. and as I think Karen was saying, or somebody was saying, that you could drop by here, here at 20 Southeast 8th, half a block off Burnside. And you can't miss us, because now the front of our building is very splashy, beautifully colored by Kevin Fitzpatrick. It's the same design that you see on our website when you go to kboo.fm, where you might probably be listening, because we know that in this day and age, a lot of people don't even have radios anymore. So if you're listening online, you can donate that way, and we still count it. It comes through if you click on where it says donate now. But if not, if you can make the phone ring, it gets everyone all excited back here in Membership Central. They're waiting for your call at 877 on a cell phone. Danielle says you don't have to dial one. Okay, 877-500-5266. My name is Daniel. I'm a fan of Prison Pipeline, and I'm joined now by, ladies and gentlemen, Carla Ramey. Carla Ramey, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello, hello, hello. Hi, Carla. And this is the Spring Membership Drive. We're asking you to show your support for this program when you call right now to 1-877-500-5266. You're showing your support for Prison Pipeline.
And Carla's another example of what we were talking about, someone that just came in here and ends up getting involved. I mean, you can come down here and pay your pledge in person, like Susan was, like Karen was talking about, and meet the programmers and see our humble, beautiful, funky digs. But also, some people came in and did that, and they haven't left. they end up volunteering to Ani Haynes, our volunteer coordinator, and you can make radio. So now Carla has been doing a show called Out Loud for how long?
Over 10 years. How long have you been doing radio at KBOO?
I lost track. Actually, I started in summer of 78, so... What is that, 35 years?
Let's just say a lifetime. And we come here because we feel passionate about creating community radio.
Passionate.
We're able to donate our time. And we train other people. We take the training that's offered here. You know, being engaged with our time is something that we can do. Tonight, we're asking you to, maybe you can give time at some point, but tonight we're asking for your financial support. Become a member. Join the family. We do recruit. We're here. It's our spring membership drive. Give us a call right now at 877-500-5266.
We even recruit people to answer phones. And we want to thank the folks that are back here to answer your call right now. One of them is a satirist at 877-500-5266. And there are actually some local businesses that are helping these volunteers from starving to death. And I want to thank Katie O'Brien's at 2809 Northeast Sandy Boulevard, Pasta Works at 3735 Southeast Hawthorne, and Namaste at 8303 Northeast Sandy Boulevard for donating food tonight. So we want you to come by, maybe to take a bite of food, donate in person, meet us, or just call us at 877-500-5266. Back to Prison Pipeline.
And thank you, Daniel and Carla. And please call. Please donate to KBOO. We need to hear from you. Tell us why you like KBOO. Another thing I want to talk about tonight is some legislation that's this week is happening this week. House Bill 3194. If you all remember, Governor Kitzhaber put together a Public Safety Commission, and they came out with their recommendations. He wanted them to find ways of cutting costs and reinvesting those dollars in public safety. So they came up with recommendations in December, and it ended up in a House bill, House Bill number 3194, and they are holding hearings this week, Wednesday and Friday. There is a joint public safety committee on April 3rd and April 5th. And House Bill 3194, now this is going to help our youth because some of the youth get a second look. But if they're convicted of a Measure 11, they are not given a second look. They're not eligible.
Can you tell us what a second look means exactly?
A second look means, halfway or 75% of the way during their incarceration, if they've been convicted of a crime, they can apply and go before the judge, and the judge will give a second look depending on, you know, what they've been doing, how they've been serving their time while incarcerated, what groups, what programs they've been participating in, and they could possibly get their sentence reduced. So if they're convicted of a Measure 11, that's not happening.
Offense
yes. Yeah. That's not
charge,
happening.
I should say.
And, of course, Measure 11 is our Oregon's one strike, you're out.
Yeah.
And the
mandatory minimum.
Mandatory minimum of 5 years, 60 months, 5 years, 10 months is the minimum sentence. So, some of these kids are first-time offenders, and they should get a second look. They shouldn't have to spend their 6 years in prison for a first-time offense. And so this is what House Bill 3194 is doing. It's removing mandatory minimum sentencing from three of the Measure 11 offenses. It's modifying Measure 57 offenses. It expands the youth eligibility for earned review or second look. So support House Bill 3194. I am going to Salem to testify this week, and if you can't get down there, submit written testimony or call your legislators down to Salem and support House Bill 3194. And Carlos?
Yeah, so then I'm going to go ahead and introduce this next segment that we have coming up on our interviews that we did with McLaren Youth. The reason that we're able to, that I'm able to facilitate the radio journalism class that I do there is because of an organization called the Hope Partnership. And that's actually, that's an organization that was put together by youth leadership there at McLaren, youth that felt that they wanted more activities and learning opportunities. And they wanted to be able to interact with folks from outside of the facility on a more regular basis. So they had put this, they had teamed up with the Oregon Youth Authority and a network of volunteers and organizations in order to facilitate the types of groups that not only that I do there, but also many other organizations like Right Around Portland. I'm trying to think of some of them, but they're flying out of the top of my head anyways. There are a whole variety of different types of groups that the youth are able to do there. Office of Minority Services also participates and offers some really good groups there. Hope Partnership is mainly, it's facilitated there at the McLaren through an educator and former canine police officer named Kathleen Fullerton. And she's somebody who I think doesn't get enough recognition, but she deserves a lot of recognition for the type of work that she does there. This next segment is, you know, the youth really kind of explain what the Hope Partnership means to them and what it has been and what she means as well. So we'll go ahead and jump into that now.
A lot of people don't really know about the Hope Partnership program and what goes on with that program. So maybe I'll give you guys a chance to kind of explain what that program is here and what that has actually kind of done for you guys. But another thing that I'm interested in finding out about is, and more specifically, you know, the role that Kathleen plays here at McLaren and what she means to you guys, but also what things looked like before this program was here and how things may look different now.
So Kathleen, I'm going to start with that. Kathleen, she showed up here. I was already here, so it was before the partnership started off the ground, because there was before, but it wasn't as advanced, I guess. There wasn't as many volunteers. It was more based on African heritage stuff. So, and when Kathleen showed up, I wasn't really thinking she going to last long, because she's a really nice person. Not because of that, but because of all the politics here. But then she really stepped up and started bringing volunteers, which we didn't have as much access to, and we started running more groups. We had a Right Around Portland, songwriting, radio journalism, Toastmasters, and just groups started popping up from all over the place. And more youth started getting involved. At first, they were saying high tags only, which you gotta be advanced, you gotta like do really good here. But then she fought it for us that like, high tags, yeah, they're doing good, but what about low tags? They need motivation, they need something. And then more people start getting involved, even low tags start getting involved, and people saw that how people transform from being low tag troublemakers to being leaders, they, just by joining the groups and just by being with Kathleen, because if they screw up now, they're losing the privileges to go group or they go IU. So that really helped. Since Kathleen stood up for him and brought him in as a low tag, we have more respect for her, because a lot of other groups we hear, it was basically around only high tags, and there was only like 10 people or so that was involved and everybody else wasn't. But now it's like really community. The whole McLaren involves and it comes in groups. And she really vouches for us. She actually tells us the truth. Like, yeah, this person is step up. I just had an MBT, and she showed up on my MBT, and she's like, yep, he's leading my group. This is how it's going on. This is the true thing.
What's the MBT?
MBT is when you have a meeting, like, every couple of months. You have your management, sometimes your family, you got your PO show up, and they discuss your case plan, like what you're doing, what can you do better, what can we help you with. So that was it for me, and I'm basically doing good. I'm trying to get enrolled in college, so I'm trying to find sponsors and stuff like that. So besides that, I mean, Hope Partnership really helped me out because I'm like involved in a bunch of groups, and I'll be involved in as many groups as there's going to be. They let me, because that's what helped me go, and that's really prepares me for community, I think, because I actually interact with volunteers. I actually get my voice out there. I got something to look forward to. I got something to do.
How would you say what kind of impact has that had on the overall community here at McLaren? I mean, have you noticed any changes in the youth, on their units or anything like that since, they have more of that access now?
I guess from my point of view, Kathy's like, there's a father figure and mother figure, but Kathy's like a leader figure, I can say, because people are learning how she walks and talks, and like, she doesn't sugarcoat a lot of things. So, and like, is straightforward but in a polite manner, but using like correct words. And people are learning from her to do that, be polite, be straightforward, and not sugarcoat. And that's kind of how I've been trying to be with people, but I'm still having a hard time being polite because of how short-fused I am.
So she's been a really good example for you, basically.
For me and for everybody, as far as I see. I mean, everybody looks up to her because she helps people that don't know how to put things out in words right, like me. I also think that people don't talk to each other, because they don't talk to each other like down to each other. They talk to each other now as like they're just normal people. Because back then, before they started getting involved in these groups, they didn't talk to each other because, oh, he's a violent offender, oh, he's a sex offender. I'm not going to talk to him because, how am I going to look if I'm a violent offender talking to a sex offender? Now it's just like, okay, I know you that much more, and like, I'm going to get to know you more because I was dumb enough to judge you because of, the label that the community gave you. So now we have a, opportunity to get to know each other no matter what label we have on our shoulders, what I'm saying?
It gives people something common to talk about. Like, usually you wouldn't talk to that person, but now you're like, you can start a conversation like, hey, how was the group? Or what did I miss? Or that was awesome, huh? We did the piece together or whatever. You discuss, or did you do something that requires like a homework, but it's not really homework because we have it like, it's voluntarily, you do what you do. If you don't want to do it, you don't do it. There is no teachers that are going to tell you didn't do it, you're in trouble. It's more of a youth pressure now. It's like, hey, did you do it? Because we really want to hear it. So it's different.
Mm-hmm. Well, here at McLaren, they created a mentor program, which is brought together by some OIA staff, OIA managers, and OMS, which is Oregon Minority Services. And basically what they've done is they've gotten all these high techs here, people who have been here for a long time they got their heads straight, they know what they're doing, they're not out causing problems or nothing, and they've asked these people to help other youth who are here who are not doing so good, who are having problems. So some of the things that mentors are able to do, they're able to move to leave from their living unit to a different living unit for a certain amount of time, an hour and a half, and in that time they'll mentor. They'll, as far as playing games, playing cards, going to the gym, going outside, helping them with homework, just all these different things, whatever our problem youth, is struggling with, the mentors are there to help. So really, it kind of depends on the problems, on who the youth is and what they're going through. But those are some of the things that the mentors are open to do. And you know, what they're willing to do to help. You know, one of my biggest support people is like Miss Kathleen Fullerton. You know, she does a lot of groups for us here. She does a music studio, which is a big part for me, at least. That's one of the things I like to do. That's what helps me get through my time here is music. I've always loved music. You know, I've always been into the music, to rap, you know, not just rap, all kinds of oldies, you know, the Mexican music. But basically, I just like a lot of different musics. So being here incarcerated, you know, I have all this time, so I started to write music.
What type of music do you write?
Flow, rap, you know, muscle music, basically. And that's something that I've gotten into a lot. And here with a bunch of you know, homies that are here, you know, who are into this music as well as I am, and with the program that Miss Kathleen Fullerton has put together for us with this music studio, we're able to express ourselves on the microphone in the studio, you know, and just, you know, express ourselves. You know, sometimes, you know, we got all this stuff built up, and it ain't, you know, it ain't always the best way to, you know, handle it physically, you know what I'm saying? So when you get the microphone, you know, you take it out on the mic, you know, it's like our little punching bag. So, yeah, we just express ourselves. We got this little thing going. We got a couple songs out. You know, we're working on a new one called Music Life. And, you know, it's just a great way to express ourselves and, you know, get these things off our chest.
And how often do you meet in this music group?
Every Friday from 2:30 to 4. And, yeah, just weekly, basically.
And you said you have music out? You mean you've produced a CD or what?
Yeah, we have not a whole CD. We got about 2-3 songs that have been produced by our famous producer here at the McLaren, Danny G. You know, he does his thing, puts these tracks together for us, and he also gets on the track with us. So, you know, it's good to have him. With incredible generals, Pancho Villa y Zapata put in work, but on Mexico on the 16th day of September, we made history, an event to remember. Pretenders criticize and try to hold us down, feeding lies. Don't my gente put that aside, because we Mexican steady rising.
Woo! Yeah, Marcos.
Can I get
muscle
your
music
number?
In the castle.
Can I get your number?
That was voices from the inside, McLaren youth speaking for themselves here on KBOO Community Radio. My name is Carla. I am here with Shahid, another volunteer, and we are here as part of the spring membership drive asking you to show your financial support for Prison Pipeline. When you call before 7 p.m., you're showing your direct support for this program on KBOO. The phone number is 1-877-500-5266. Become a member of KBOO right now.
You know, Carla, one of the things that distinguishes KBOO from other radio stations is programs like what we're listening to right now. You know, this program is so needed, and it's so you hear the young youth getting involved, doing positive things, things that are happening in McLaren, things that are happening to families. And, you know, KBOO is right there all the time and all in many, many ways that you won't find other radio stations just really focusing on some of these issues. 877-500-5266. If you support this program, if you support programs like this, programs that you, again, I know it's a cliche that you won't hear anywhere else, then give us a call tonight. Here, our membership, spring membership drive, 877-500-5266.
And during Prison Pipeline, again, this show is going until 7 p.m., so in the next 20 minutes, an anonymous donor will add $10 to your membership. Now, again, this was for a basic membership is $60 here at KBOO. Give us a call at 877-500-5266. Again, we have an anonymous donor who has offered to add $10 to 5 different memberships by calling before 7 p.m. during Prison Pipeline. The number is 877-500-5266. We have volunteers here who are available to answer the phone and take your donation right now. And again, if you call before 7, an anonymous donor will add $10 to your membership. Call 877-500-5266.
And we want to say thank you to everyone who's become a member during the spring membership drive. We also want to give a big shout out to everyone online. The KBOO website is kboo.fm. You can join the KBOO family on the website. In the upper right-hand corner, look for the jar. It has a dollar sign on it. It says donate now. Become a member, and on the KBOO website, you can designate which show is your favorite radio show on KBOO. If you want to show some special love like that, you can also choose some of our thank you gifts on the KBOO website. It's again kboo.fm. Thank you for joining the KBOO family. Now, let's go back to Prison Pipeline.
And you just heard some rap from Marcos, and we're going to hear some more rap from Salvador and Marcos. But I also talked to them about the events at McLaren and what they do for fun. And they're going to talk about some of the events and programs, some annual events that are happening at McLaren.
The conversation on whether I should have waited to sell my soul when I'm faded. They got me but never stopped me. A lyrically pulled autopsy will show you the truth is hidden between the lines. If you not me, two syllables for the devil. Touche, mama level. I made it out of the rubble with heavy weight on the pedal and deeper than just a cavity. Having the devil mad at me, heavyweight with the gravity tripping. They had to be the unforgettable. Forgot you. You ever see them dudes that were tripping? They not you. They say that time is money, but really it's part true. And if your mind is on your money, then what does your heart do? For everyone that waited who's lyrically constipated, I'm laughing because I made it. You're tripping because you hate it. Everything I've quoted, you're hearing because I'm devoted. The life I was given was heavily driven to give me the words and then molded. Devil gave me a dream, but then I got locked up and sold it. It's muscle music in a castle with factual raps, no hassle to wreck, and of course dismantle the track, cause the mind's all ammo on spitting, but unlike camels, the fluid disperse a mouthful of lethal heat on the beat, so it's pointless to try to see the sick who's rocking it, not stopping, he got them heads bobbing constant to me, the mic's anti-harmless, I'm a monster holding the Thomas in the booth, with the truth, sweeping MCs, no broom, just two, with a few, murderous bars for you, then premature raps that get whacked, in fact, left bruised, knocked out the shoes, you couldn't hang in a noose, the towel's thrown in as soon, as sick, is in your view. A tip for all you fools, come equipped with all your troops, cause I'm squeezing the cause of the havoc, yelling and screaming while letting you have it. The sick, he's like a Gatling, shredding and having him like what happened. I'm a captain on this shit where dudes are so-called rapping. The latest fashion's killer action when I apply vocab, and this song is serious, none near to this. Heavyweight make co-lyricist, you better practice this first if you choose to battle us. The outcome will be dangerous for those who cannot hang at us. We made like Aztec pyramids, period.
Do you have any other types of events here at McLaren? Teddy?
Yes, we have numerous events. We have events like this new event that's coming up, the Cinco de Mayo. We're going to celebrate that event. We're going to do a little history background of why we celebrate Cinco de Mayo, because not many people know. And then,
What is Cinco de Mayo?
Cinco de Mayo was the date of a battle that took place in Mexico. And that day we won. And ever since that day, we've been cherishing that day.
And what happens during that event?
During that event, people are going to bring food. Families are going to bring their homemade food. And people are going to be making music. And there might be a little bit of history background and all different kind of things.
So the families and parents and family members will be attending that also?
Yes, it's just like the Black History event that took place earlier. And family members are going to be coming through along with the youth to get a visit and eat with their families, listen to the history that's going to be said and the music that's going to be performing.
And what other type of events go on at McLaren?
Well, not only do they do the Hispanic event, they do the powwow for the Native Americans, which obviously they'll have dancers here that will come in. They'll have their food, too. And also the Aztec dancers will be a part of that. So they'll put together their dances, you know, aside of the powwow, the Native Americans. They'll have a little presentation. I don't want to say show, but that's sort of what it is. You know, with the Aztecs, they'll do their thing, you know, with the wewets, the drums. And they'll do their dances and their prayers with the altar and all. And they have the African-American event. They have the luau, which is Asian Pacific Islanders. So you know, then we'll learn about their culture. You know, they'll do the haka, you know, and all these different things that kind of helps people understand their background, their history.
So these are annual events here at McLaren?
Yes.
Man, those guys were smooth, huh? Got some good rapping yeah, in there. Right. And then all the, you know, some of those questions you fielded, they were naturals. Yeah. Naturals on the microphone. Smooth, I tell you.
I had a great time.
Well, and just so people know, that was, you know, that was off the cuff what they were doing, you know. I mean, some of the stuff is raps that they've put together before, but we just basically just threw on some random music and they kind of jumped on it. So that was kind of cool.
That was amazing. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and all those events they have down in there, down in McLaren.
Yeah, there's, you know? It's, you know, I have to say, you know, going into the Oregon Youth Authority, you know, I was actually, it was pretty refreshing to see the amount of stuff that they're working with the guys on in there. So
getting the social studies education and all things along those lines also, you know, it's
just turning their lives around. They were so genuine. And just to hear how they are making the improvements and really working at just turning it around.
Yeah, those guys work hard. Those guys work hard. They do a really good job.
Most definitely. I think that we are back to our membership drive. Yeah. And we're going to be hearing from Shahid and Carla now. They're going to be speaking to us about why we should join KBOO.
You know, just listening to them young people putting things together and getting their lives together, it's one thing to have those youngsters do that, but it's another thing to not be able to share that with an audience, for them not to be able to share what their concerns are, what some of their culture. And when you look at culture, you know, you're looking at KBOO because KBOO is about culture. It's about diversity. It's about what's happening in the streets. It's about what's happening in places like McLaren. And in order for us to continue to do the kind of public affairs that really is indicative of this program, prison pipeline, I mean, just think about it. Think about some of the statistics that's out there, particularly when it comes to the minority community, which I'm a member of. And so it's particularly germane to me, okay? But it should be to you as well. 877-500-5266. If you support this kind of programming, if you support this kind of radio station that brings you this kind of programming, that lets you know what's happening, let you know that, you know, we do have some young people doing some positive things, even if they might be incarcerated or locked up, okay? So it's really, really important that you support this radio station so that we can continue to support people like these young folks that are doing things with their lives. Carla?
And I want to say thank you to everyone who has become a KBOO member already during our spring membership drive. But we're asking you right now, go to the phone. You, the listener, that's you, the one that's been thinking about becoming a member of KBOO, but you haven't yet picked up the phone. I'm asking you to go to the phone right now and call 877-500-5266. Show your support for Prison Pipeline when you call before 7 p.m. this evening. The number again is 877-500-5266. Tonight on Prison Pipeline, the team who creates this radio show, bringing you voices from young people. They're telling their own stories in their own voices. Young men from the McLaren Youth Facility, part of Oregon Youth Authority. Where else can you hear these stories directly from the individuals? Where else can you hear these stories? In the media, at home, or in the car, or wherever you are. KBOO really strives to bring you voices that you don't hear in other places. And we're asking you to become a member, show your support, join the KBOO family. call us right now at 877-500-5266. We've also been hearing some of the spoken word and the rap talent that these young people are sharing from their own cultures in their own voices. Again, sharing that with you on the radio. KABU really tries to do that every single day. And right now we're asking you to show your support for this type of programming. 877-500-5266.
Yes, caller. And you know, when you look at the larger issue of incarceration in this country, we have the largest prison population in the world, in the industrialized world. And one of the things that I think needs to be said is that when a person is incarcerated, it's not just that person. It's the whole family. It's the community. It's the potential of that individual. And are we focusing on rehabilitation or simply punishment? These are some of the burning questions that KABU deals with on a daily basis, on a weekly basis, here on this radio station. We use it, our airtime, your airtime, to talk about the problems that affects the entire community. Not simply a segment that is 1% of the population, but 99% of the population is what we're interested in terms of airing concerns, voicing some of their concerns and some of our concerns, things that's going to affect us. KABU allows us to do this. If you are a first-time listener, if you're new to Portland, I'm sure that you can appreciate this radio station. Probably hasn't heard a radio station exactly like this. And so this is a challenge. If you want to continue to hear the kind of programming that you're tuning into right now, then go to your telephone and dial 1-877-500-5266. That's 1-877-500-5286. Or if you're online, kboo.fm, and you can hit the tip jar. Caller?
Right. On the KABU website, in the upper right-hand corner, the jar is... it has a dollar sign on it, and it says donate now, or I forget exactly what it says, but you are aiming for the jar in the upper right-hand corner on the KABU website. And when you become a member on the KABU website, you can designate which radio show is your favorite. You can show a little extra love like that when you become a member. Now, also, when you become a member, the radio just sounds different. I personally think listening to KABU sounds better when I'm a member, to fully engage with the radio station. This is a community-sponsored community creation. We do ask our listeners to become members, and 83% of the KABU budget comes directly from individuals, 83%. We're asking you to join the family, become a member right now, 877-500-5266. You can also join on the KABU website, kboo.fm. Let's go back to Prison Pipeline.
Welcome back to Prison Pipeline. We've got one more clip of the kids talking, the youth. We're speaking with Adon and Pavel again. They're going to tell us a little bit about forgiving themselves, relating to the families, just like Shahid talked about just now. It's not just them, it's the families also. And then we'll talk with Robert as he tells us a little bit about his story and his plans for the future.
Definitely for me, family was a big thing. I mean, when I was out for investigation, because fortunately for me, my old bosses that I had when I was out paid for my financial fees to get bailed. You know, and it was hard for me to be out because on my bail, because I got to see my cousins from far distance because they couldn't be around because of the younger age they were. And I told myself, I was like, those were my little cousins that looked up to me. Those were the people that saw me as a role model. Like, what does that make me as of now? Like, do they see me differently, you know, because of what I did? So I told myself, like, I need to change the way I am and, you know, ask them, how did I affect you? And, you know, how can I fix that? And I've done that over the time I've been here. I've asked them, how can I help you guys? Did I hurt you guys in any way, shape, or form? You know, is there anything that really sticks out? And they've told me, you know, this is what you did, and this, you know, how you have affected us, but we forgive you. And that to me was a big thing for me, you know, but there's a thing for me that it's hard for myself to forgive myself, you know. So it's time consuming sometimes still.
Because a lot of people say, like, you got a criminal mentality. I didn't really have that much criminal mentality. But it did change me in a way that I got a lot of little brothers and sisters, and I'm older. So I want to be a leader, but then I'm in jail. So now, even though I'm in jail, I'm still trying to do things that can be example for them, even though they're in the house. And I can say, yeah, I accomplished this, I do this. Even though my hands are tied here, but I can still do it. And you guys can do it better because we're you guys in the house. And at the same time, you know, we learn a lot here. I mean, there's a lot of opportunities. You can just got to go for it.
It's sort of the whole thing was, it was like after my mom passed away, I sort of again played the fence where I was still somewhat in school, but at the same time I wasn't really focused on it. I wanted to sort of run the streets and be a little, I guess, a hoodlum to an extent, but always sort of did the school thing. And sort of as I got older, ended up kicking it with the wrong crowds and ended up getting charged. But other than that, got put in this position. I see it as a blessing. Being since I've been here, I've graduated from high school. I've got certified in welding. I start college this spring term, so everything's just going in. I sort of came from in Multnomah County. The whole thing is if you plead out of a Measure 11, Measure 11 is a big thing for a lot of us. But if you plead out of Measure 11, they take away a second look, and what a second look is. At halfway between your sentence, they give you the opportunity to come out on your own recog. And basically, I came into the whole situation without a second look, but through persistence and consistency, I kept at it, did what I have to do, still doing what I have to do, and trying to excel in every avenue. And I've somewhat, it's not all the way etched in granite, but I'm there getting my second look, and if everything goes right, I'll be out this October.
Nice. So you'll be out to some of your older siblings. They're going to give you some help with transition. Going to go into welding?
One of my great uncles owns his own welding business, and that seems like an avenue. But I do want to continue in school, where I can become an engineer.
And this is the Prison Pipeline Collective, Carlos Chavez, Karen James, Peter Pincel, saying thank you again for everyone tuning in to our awesome spring membership drive. You've been listening to KBOO 90.7 FM, Portland, Oregon. And listen to this and previous Prison Pipeline shows at kboo.fm/Prison Pipeline. Take the time to like us on Facebook, Prison Pipeline. I want to thank the McLaren, the facilitators down from McLaren, the Oregon Youth Authority, everyone who put in some effort to get this show made. I want to thank our engineer, Danielle, and our pitchers, Carla and Shahid.
And Daniel,
for just 1 second there. And hey, tune in next week to hear...
Ben and Sharon talking about Ben's 6-year incarceration, how they kept their love alive.
And not to mention Karen James. All right. Thank you all very much. Thanks and a lot. Have a great night.
Good night.
The time is 7 o'clock, and you're listening to KBOO, Portland 90.7 FM. This KBOO program has been made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Oregon Southwest Washington Carpenters, Locals 156, whose goal is to organize workers, provide a safe work environment, ensure livable wages, and elevate the moral and social condition of its members. Information online at ubc156.org. Please stay tuned for Hard Knock Radio.
Tune in Tuesday night, April 2nd, from 8 to 10 p.m. for the Melting Pot Pledge Drive special featuring Thievery Corporation. I'll be blending and refreaking tracks from their full catalog, plus remixes and rarities. That's this Tuesday, April 2nd, the Melting Pot Pledge Drive special featuring the one and only Thievery Corporation.
Like the other immigrant groups, the day will come when we win the economic and political rewards which are in keeping with our numbers in society. The day will come when the politicians will do the right thing for our people out of political necessity and not out of charity or idealism. Once social change begins, it cannot be reversed. You cannot uneducate the person who has learned to read. You cannot humiliate the person who feels pride. You cannot oppress the people who are not afraid anymore. The UFW was the beginning. We attacked that historical source of shame and infamy that our people in this country lived with. We attacked that injustice not by complaining, not by seeking handouts, not by becoming soldiers in the war on poverty. We organized. The Union's survival, its very existence, sent out a signal to all Hispanics that we were fighting for our dignity, that we were challenging and overcoming injustice, that we were empowering the least educated among us, the poorest among us.
It's Hard Knock Radio. My name is Waylon. That right there, the voice of Cesar Chavez, and that was from a speech he did at the Commonwealth Club in San Francisco, and there he was talking about organizing. In celebration of the life and legacy of Cesar Chavez, we decided to invite a couple of our favorite organizers to come on the show and kind of connect the dots a little bit. We wanted to walk down memory lane because, of course, it is the 10th anniversary of the fight against Prop 21. And we wanted to ask some of these young organizers how Cesar Chavez influenced you or inspired you as you kicked off that fight and how that inspiration continues to this day. So first up, we have George Galvez here in the studio. And on the line, we have our good friend Nancy Hernandez on the line. Nancy, how you doing?
I'm great. What's up, Waylon? What's up, Hard Knock?
Man, it is always good to be speaking with you.
Yeah, I love KPFA. I love Hard Knock for always repping what's really going on in the city, in the Bay Area, and in the world. Thanks.
Word. So, Nancy, I just wanted to talk a little bit with you about, you know, let's walk down memory lane for a moment. I remember you as a very young activist organizer in the fight against Prop 21. What are your memories of that period of time, and what lessons do you still carry with you today?
Good question. Prop 21 was a California state initiative that was on the ballot in 2000, so that was 10 years ago. And I was 18, and my little brother was actually in a juvenile facility. He had been arrested for something stupid that he did, and he was incarcerated. So every Sunday, my family would go visit him in juvenile hall and see kids from the age of 7 to the age of 17 that were being held in a boys' ranch or in a juvenile facility. And at the time that he was locked up,